All right, welcome to the podcast. This podcast is going to be about everything sports. Whatever sport you can think of, except the weird sports I don't really get. But let's get right into this. So first we're going to talk about football. Football segment. The first segment of the podcast is going to be a football segment. And, well, we don't really have a lot to talk about this segment, that's why I put it first. You can't really base off a team from the mini camps that are starting and just starting. They're starting and just ending. You can't really do that. But in 6 weeks, when the actual practices start, you can start to think, oh, this team's going to be good. They don't really have good this, but they could probably improve on that. They have good offense, but they don't have good defense. They have good defense, but they don't have good offense. It happens in every team. Nothing can have both good everything. So, you know what? They just play the game like they'd have their players just sitting there. Well, that's going to end the football segment. There's only a couple seconds, but... yeah, we're good. Let's move on to the baseball segment. So, first we'll start the College World Series. That is moving on very good. I just saw Mississippi State beat, Louisville Cardinals. I just saw them win, I think. I don't know, I wasn't paying attention at the time, so. Sorry if you hear background sound also. It's just my AC. It's very loud. And please share this podcast once I hit 30 views. I'll ask my mom if I could get some advertisements. And you know what? Make some money. Which I'm not all in for the money. I'm all in for giving you guys the news. And we go on to that from college to the youngsters down in Little League. And first day is looking good. I don't know if I'm going to make it there. I'll try to make it there. But I probably won't. And if I do, I'll make a podcast about it. And I will tell you how my experience was. And what teams won and what teams lost. I'll have you all updated if you can't follow that. And I will be following them also because I only live 2 hours away, I think it is. I think it was 2 hours. But I went there 2 years ago on the 70th anniversary. 72 years this has been going on. Big thing still. Some of the international teams, like Japan, one of the teams, went for practice, started practice at 6 a.m. Practiced for like... it was just crazy on what their practice day was. They had like 2 hour lunch break to go home and come back to the field. Sorry, I had to yawn. 2 hour lunch break. And then they came back and they went back for supper. And then they just went on to practice again. And they just worked them like bloodhounds trying to find drugs. But the team that went there won. Always has a good chance. That Japan team, every Japanese team that they get, always has a high chance, a very high chance, of making it. And that's what I love about that international. I always follow the international a lot more than the US because, I mean, I don't know why that is, but I just love the talent these kids are bringing in overseas. Just like overseas, some never came to this country. Some maybe never left their country because the state their country is. And I just, you guys, when you're watching that, some of these games of the international is when some of these kids come over here, they just appreciate it. I just want you guys to take the time and just think of that. Just think of that. Some of these kids have never left their country before. Some maybe did, but never came to the U.S. up to Pennsylvania, where it rains all the time, and when it says it's supposed to rain, it doesn't rain. When it says it's not supposed to rain, it does rain. But I think some of these kids do cherish it, do love this. And that's what I just love about this, about how they have teams coming over and... I want to get off this topic. And they have teams to come over, play baseball with other kids. It's just like when I play baseball, I play first base sometimes. I don't really play a lot, but like I'll have a conversation with the kids. I mean, they're from my county, in the same area that I live in. Like I talk to him, I have like a conversation, we like connect. It's just very fun. And one of the kids I actually talk to a lot more and connect to, he's like one of my friends from a different school, but it's just awesome. It's awesome to talk to other kids. I mean, for me, I know there's a lot of kids that are shy out there and don't say any words to me, and some other kids just start blabbing off, and while the pitcher's winding up and having a little conversation, and the kid steals second, he'll say bye. But, then I'll see him again. Usually how it goes. Let me talk some more and talk some more. But that's going to end the baseball segment. Or it might. Nope, it's not. Still got one more topic to go on the baseball. The World Series. I went on the online, and it said, sorry about that. For the AL, it's going to be the Red Sox and the Yankees going at it to get to the World Series. It's going to be the AL Championship. I really do think that. But I also think the Phillies have a spot somewhere on those teams that have a good chance. Even though I'm not a Phillies fan. Sorry, I'm not a Phillies fan. But I'm a Yankees fan. They just have, like, Harper. They're mostly a stacked team. I know what happened to Odubel Herrera. Not really the best thing you can do, but... You know, life goes on. But they have Franco, Harper, Arrieta. They have arms in the bullpen. They have some arms in the bullpen that are good. A lot of them are bad, but they have a lot of starting pitchers out there. Sorry. Excuse me. But I think it's going to come down to the Phillies. That's my prediction. Even though I don't like the Phillies, that is my prediction. I shared that with my family. They're like, wow. They're just like surprised. But They just, like, I feel like they have something in themselves, like, as a team. They probably won't bring out till around playoffs. And they'll just be, like, the best team out there. I don't know about the NL, but I'm thinking the Dodgers. I'm really thinking the Dodgers. Or Houston. Houston's AL right now. I don't know what Houston is. I don't follow the AL or NL different sides. I just watch it. But there's not really good teams in the NL. There's a lot of good. There's like a handful good teams on the AL. But what's she gonna do? And that there, folks, is gonna end the segment of the baseball. That there, folks, is gonna end the baseball segment, if I can say it right. And let's get into the women's soccer. Today marks as the 20th. Yes, the 20th anniversary of the 99ers. Now, if you don't know what that is, it is when the women cup soccer, sorry, I can't speak, soccer, right, soccer won the World Cup. Excuse me. By penalty goal. It's just we as a team, they go back so far, even though some of them were probably not the same back then. But I think they're gonna win the cup. I think they really are. I mean, they're 2-0, and they're trying to get disqualified. I forget who tried to disqualify them. We're celebrating when 11-0, when they scored their 11th, when they were scoring their 11th goal, or something like that. When they defeat, I forget who they played, but teams are just doing that just because they know US is gonna win. That's my opinion. I don't know about your opinion, but yeah. So that's really gonna end it right there. If you want me to talk to more, please do. Please share this so I can do more with this, see how many people actually shared it. And we'll talk to you in the next podcast. All right.